Here at the pediatric department of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in central Gaza Strip, medical staff warned of a life-threatening situation for several children receiving medical care. Doctors say malnutrition and a shortage of vitamins could be direct causes. Five-year-old girl Razan Mohaisen is one of those children hospitalized here. Dr. Sharif Matar describes Razan's condition.
Razan, 5 years, female patient, a case of acute severe malnutrition, Kwashiorkor disease due to protein deficiency.
Razan's mother, Arwa Mohaisen, also has a one-year-old baby. Mohaisen told Pacifica that she has had breastfeeding difficulties since the war.
I've got another baby boy that's 1.5 years old. Before the war, milk and other things were available at the local market. But now during this war, I've had to stop breastfeeding him. Also, things are sold at inflated prices. I can't find the milk that I prefer, and my own milk has become low. In the past, milk, yogurt, and juice were all plentiful. But now these things are hard to get. And if I find them, I can't afford the high prices because my economic situation has worsened.
Over the past several months, almost 1,000 truckloads of aid supplies have entered the Gaza Strip on a weekly basis. Local authorities here say Gaza needs at least 1,000 truckloads of goods and commodities each day. Ismail Thawabta is Director General of the government-run media office in Gaza.
For example, at this hospital, two children died of malnutrition several days ago. Local health officials, government officials, and international organizations like UNICEF and others say malnutrition is like a specter that threatens children's lives. There are 3,500 children in Gaza who could die without the necessary food, supplements, or vaccinations that they need immediately.
Al-Thawabta's warning comes amidst estimates by UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, that 9 out of 10 Palestinian children in Gaza are short of food and vitamins. Dr. Sharif Matar.
Each infant needs essentially vitamin D, which now there is severe deficiency in it, and need vitamin A to protect him. He needs other vitamins, which not easy to be deficient, but due to the chronicity of their conditions, it leads to the deficiency of other vitamins, like vitamin B1, B2, B12, vitamin C. Each single vitamin now became deficient due to the chronicity of the condition of malnutrition.
The World Health Organization estimates that 80% of children surveyed 6 years or younger in Gaza have gone a day without eating. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.